Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with today's California Money Report. Tesla Motors has unveiled its new production facility, the former NUMMI auto plant in Fremont, where it plans to mass produce an electric luxury sedan. As KQED's Peter John Schuler reports, the company still faces a long road before its dream car gets to market.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. This is a hugely historic moment in Tesla's life.
Wednesday was a big day for Tesla CEO Elon Musk. He was joined by Senator Dianne Feinstein to unveil a new Tesla sign on the plant, replacing the old NUMMI sign there. Senator Feinstein said that instead of marking the end of an era, the event was celebrating a new beginning.
It says that we can have a blue-collar manufacturing base, but it says, if we're smart, that manufacturing base is green. It's green energy. That's the future.
Tesla bought the shuttered plant for the bargain basement price of $42 million, made possible by a federal loan. So far, the company's hired 70 of the 4,700 NUMMI workers laid off when Toyota ended production at the plant earlier this year. Tesla plans to hire more as it revs up to build its Model S luxury sedan. Inside the facility, crews are getting ready for the Model S. Some machinery is being retooled, other areas are being cleared out to make way for new equipment. Tesla plans to begin producing the high-end sedan in 2012 with a workforce of 500 people. That's if everything goes right. So far, Tesla has only sold a high-end roadster and is yet to prove its ability to mass-produce a car from the ground up. But Musk says he's confident the company will be able to meet its goals.
There are no fundamental engineering issues, but when you make a modern car, the standards of excellence, particularly for a premium sedan, are extremely high, and we want to exceed those standards.
Michael Canellis, editor-in-chief of Green Tech Media, says it will be hugely expensive for Tesla to build out the Fremont plant and become a mass car producer. But he thinks another very profitable path is open to the company.
They can make Model S's that compete with the BMWs and Mercedes of the world, things like that, make the Roadster that competes with Porsche. So they can make those economically, and people will buy them because it's got a good brand. I mean, a lot of the car industry depends really on brand and styling and things like that.
In the end, Canellis thinks one of the major car makers will acquire Tesla. I'm Peter John Schuler, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Santa Clara University's MBA program. Evening classes begin in January. scu.edu/MBA.